Objective: this study aimed to compare the effectiveness of Gottman couples therapy and cognitive behavioral couples therapy on marital intimacy among students of Islamic Azad University, Hamdan branch. Methods and materials: the study employed a quasi-experimental pre-test-post-test design with a control group. The statistical population included all married students of Islamic Azad University, Hamdan branch, in the academic year 2023-2024. Using convenience sampling, 45 participants were selected and randomly assigned to three groups: Gottman couples therapy, cognitive behavioral couples therapy, and a control group. The intervention consisted of 10 sessions of 90 minutes for the Gottman method and 8 sessions of 90 minutes for the cognitive behavioral method. The control group did not receive any intervention. Marital intimacy was assessed before and after the intervention using Waring's Marital Intimacy Questionnaire. Data analysis was conducted using SPSS24, employing multivariate analysis of covariance and one-way analysis of variance to compare the effectiveness of the interventions. Findings: the results showed that both Gottman couples therapy and cognitive behavioral couples therapy significantly improved marital intimacy compared to the control group. The mean marital intimacy scores in the Gottman therapy group increased from 107.05 in the pretest to 116.61 in the postest, while in the cognitive behavioral therapy group, scores increased from 104.42 to 114.8. Mankova results confirmed a statistically significant difference between the two interventions, with the cognitive behavioral approach demonstrating a slightly higher effect size. Conclusion: both Gottman couples therapy and cognitive behavioral couples therapy effectively enhanced marital intimacy, with the cognitive behavioral approach showing slightly greater efficacy. These findings highlight the importance of selecting a therapy tailored to the specific needs of couples. Future research should explore the long-term effects of these interventions and examine their applicability in diverse populations.